can I have executive session, please?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor, second. I have a motion by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. No discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates? Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Motion passes, we're out of executive session, we'll have to go into new business, item number 4D. Congress Office Space and Appropriations for Space Costs, Councilwoman Vance.
There's a resolution in your books today. A congressperson is willing to write legislation regarding the office space and indirect costs, and I put the figures in the resolution. Last year, in 2017, we paid approximately $76,200 in direct costs and approximately $16,000 in space costs for a total of $92,200, which is almost a tenth of our budget, and Congress is willing to write legislation to relieve us of those costs, so that's what we'll vote on Wednesday.
And Councilwoman, will this also encompass any of the expansion at all of the area where they are leaving?
Yes, because the resolution does say that they have offered us that space.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Council, do you have any questions?
I do, if you would say.
All right.
I really thank you for the bike. I'm just trying to figure out what we're talking about here. You said councilperson is going to, in the next session, I think, is going to introduce a bill that says they're going to waive these costs.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, a part of that would be that we would take on the initial space at $35,600.
Yep.
And then we waive the other costs.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So is the purpose in this resolution to tell that congressperson that we support their effort to do that?
That's what the resolution says. Yes.
I know, but I mean, we're not making a deal with anyone because the legislation hasn't been passed yet.
Right.
So all we're doing is saying we support your effort to try and accomplish these things laid out. Okay.
Chairman.
Yes.
So we'll have our old area and in that area too, this whole basically quarter of the floor or whatever here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And no cost, at no cost.
At no cost.
No cost.
And Mr. Lynn and I have discussed bringing not only our 80 cabinets of the well logs, we can use a possible library and satellite station, and then I think there is some comment I might add.
Yes, different people have talked about
photos. There's possibility of us being assisted to bring the original Alati photo up here on our side.
Okay.
And we'll set them up over there.
Cool.
Council.
And has this council person gauged the likelihood?
Congressperson.
What's that, council person? Is this congressperson gauged the likelihood of passage among their colleagues? Plus, space costs and all that kind of stuff change yearly. So once we get in, are we going to then be hit with a bill from a Congress that's not as attuned to our needs and maybe not an election year like this year is?
Oh, is it?
I think that it's pretty straightforward that they're going to say that you can have the space at no space cost, and that we're not going to charge you indirect cost. You know, this is the first time we've ever had to pay indirect cost.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
under the leadership of Mr. Standing there, this is the first time we've ever had to do that.
I understand how good a deal it is. That almost scared me as
yeah,
I'm asking the question. does that, I'll call my name and who that congressperson person is, have there been discussions about whether they felt their colleagues out about it, is all I'm asking.
I don't think they'd be supporting it if they didn't already have.
No skin on our bones to say, go ahead and try it, so I'm fine with it.
Counsel? We'll take it on to Wednesday. Thank you very much. Buffalo Data Contract and Extension. Director, please.
Actually, the nation's gonna handle that. It's a 90-day extension that they are requesting due to the inaccessibility of data at the Osage agency. They're not providing any information for the website. They have provided some information for us to go to Navy with, so we can use some of that on the website. But anyhow, I thought maybe they needed a resolution from us. They said no. This is all, this grant is signed by the chief, and so he can sign to give us a 90-day extension. So
that's a self-governance issue.
I can do that. I did add some other things in there that I asked Buffalo Data to supply us with, and that's what it's going to cost for the first year to run the website. So it's going to cost $2,203 for Amazon's site. Also, he's agreed to run it for $500 a month, and so I think in the grant itself, that's going to leave us $6,900 in there. The numbers are in there. I'm just going off.
There was a question.
So we can pretty well run it using the grant money, I think, to finish it up. Close to it. I think we're still going to have to kick in $1,000 maybe or something.
For the first year.
Yeah. And then the second year, he said he'd go ahead and run it for $500. And also you'll see in there that he said for continuing to beef up the website, he's got some cost in there. He could get that done in I think a 10-month period or 12-month period for around $40,000. So he's going to know $3,400 a month. We could have everything populated in there that we can throw at and get it going. But anyhow, I didn't want to take up much time since we don't do the resolution. We don't need that.
I like the update. Thanks, sir.
Anyway, that's where we're at.
And you can clarify any necessary needs. Does this need to be on Wednesday's agenda?
Not necessarily. I just wanted to get you the information out there now so you can take these home from your books and you know where we're at with Buffalo Data. You know, I'll bring it up, but, you know.
Director's report, please.
So, yeah.
Wednesday, thank you. Lacey, just go ahead and take that off for the Friday that we're going to send out today, agenda for Wednesday. Thank you, sir. Landowner Appeals, Stephanie Irwin.
I'd like to skip this and move it to the executive session for Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Old business, P.O. Sage, Mr. Fletcher, Green Unit, sir, make yourself at home.
Here's quite a bit. Mr. Cal.
Thank you, Chairman Waller.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to just give you a brief, quick update on what we've done since we formally got the lease in hand beginning of January. I think it was, at least we received it in our office in beginning of January. We were able to get two MIT, injection wells MIT this week for a preliminary test. Our plan is to get two more done this afternoon, and then we're scheduled for next Tuesday to have the BIA office witness those. We've been in contact with David out of the BIA office in Dallas, working with him and resolving an open issue on two of the injection wells. One of them didn't pass our preliminary test. we believe we know the issue, we're working on a plan to get that rectified.
And then MIT it after?
And then get it in MIT.
Yeah.
And that's a well that hadn't been MIT since, I think it was 2005 was the last time it's been MIT. Our plan is to get, you know, all those up to date as soon as we possibly can. We have tested the injection lines for leaks. We have tested some of the flow lines for leaks. The gun barrel that was out there with the cold weather started leaking a little bit more. We did have that emptied by Pierce Trucking Company this week, just because we didn't want to spill. We were able to track down a pumper that was on the lease for about 10 years. He was there from, as we can understand, basically the early 2000s. He did confirm to us that the west water tank has a leak in it, in the seal. So it will hold water for a third of the tank. The top two thirds is unusable. And those tanks are fiberglass. They're put together by parts. Need a crane to get out there to take that apart or to fix the seal. I think it can be fixed, but there will be some costs there. From the last discussion we had, we were talking a little bit about some of the, I hate to call it junk equipment, but some of the equipment that needs to be disposed of. There was mention of, hey, can we get a scrapper to come out and haul it off? We've talked to multiple scrapping iron companies out of Tulsa. Long story short is, yes, there's some dollars to be paid for the scrap, but they want $250 for trucking. We're going to need a crane out there to load up the equipment. I think when it's all said and done, it's a negative value. But that's yet to be seen. We did have the injection pump, as we mentioned, you see, last meeting or the meeting before, was locked up. We had BG&S come out. They inspected it. They agreed that it was locked up, that it needs to be torn apart. They want to do that work in their yard. So we would have to, you know, get a crew out there to pull that pump out, get inspected, and then basically it was, if we can repair it, we think it'll be probably $5,000 plus or minus a little bit. You know, I would assume they can repair it, but there is a chance that it won't be repaired. Those are pretty sturdy pumps, but they were also familiar with the pump and, you know, alluded that it probably hadn't had the best care in the last probably 10 to 15 years. And they actually built the pump in 2002.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we are. We're you know, at the end of the day, we're close to doing all the work we can do until we kind of resolve the final matter. As you all know, and we try to reach out to all of you since the last meeting to just have some dialogue on what we were trying to do. We were trying to understand our valuation gap. And we went and had, we've had two people, one, give us an appraisal. And that group was Arvine Pumping Supply. They're a large, independent, used oil field equipment dealer in Norman, Oklahoma. They plug wells all over the state. Their business model is pretty much they will go to wells, plug them, refurbish the equipment, and then sell it to the market. We provided what the valuations that they gave on the as-is, where-is, in the packet. Roughly, it was $500 to $2,000 a unit, depending on the size. We were able to locate another gentleman here in Osage County. He came to the lease. He inspected, or I shouldn't say inspect, it's too strong. He visually saw the pumping units, went through the lease. He gave us what he thought his verbal would be. We're expecting to get that writing from him. We got an email from him on our way up that he thought he would have it to us today. He's roughly $1,000 a unit, with the caveat that before he would transact, he wants a thorough inspection done of the gearbox, wrist pins, and if none of those pass, he wouldn't be interested in them. The, so we, you know, we took all that into consideration. We talked to Director Lynn. We did have a we had a very large gap between our valuations of 50 and we are at 4,500. I think this, I don't want to say close the gap because it obviously showed some more additional value, but it's, we still have a large gap there. From our discussions with Director Lynn, I think some of that is the difference between retail value, if you will. If we were buying that from, say, Arvine Pumping Supply, and they had refurbished the units and provided a year warranty, that's probably in the ballpark of the right number for the units, maybe even a little low. They had a 160, I think, that had been refurbished with a new skid motor and a year warranty, and it was $9,000 plus or minus delivery. So I think that is part of the issue. I think what we are trying to focus on the value is what somebody would come by, pay for it today. And so that's, since our last meeting, what we focused on and trying to get a bid in that scenario. You know, with all that being said, and understanding with that new information in light, we have raised our offer to $10,000 for the equipment, and then the lease modifications that we've been talking about. And you know, we're excited. We want to get the lease up and running. We've taken the steps that we need to take to be in that position once this is resolved. I think we can have the lease up and running. I mean, I think we're talking weeks. I think our longest lead time items we sit today is going to be the injection pump. They've told us it's going to be at least 2 weeks to get it torn down and let us know what the repairs are going to be. We are running dual pass there because we want to get this thing up and running. We have found another injection pump. We need to go inspect it and see if it will work. But those are the dual paths that we're running to get this thing ready and producing oil.
Council. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. I see here, I'll make sure we get everything clear, that you want to give us an 8th royalty on the water flood, except for the Prue, Skinner, and Bartlesville. Or that, is that what the water flood is?
Yeah, that's the water flood. That'd okay. Be the three.
So anything else that you drill or supposedly make out there?
All the sands.
Yeah, it would be 20%. You do know that they have gone to a different...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that, and
because I don't want you coming back.
And those would be done on a... on a quarterback.
Okay, and so what you're proposing to offer is what you want is 1/8 for the water flood, 20% for everything else, and $10,000 for the equipment.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to make a suggestion, because I'd like the militants to get the $10,000. Can we just make that an expense and turn it into a water flow and charge them that? Because if not, we'll have to take that money from the S510 account, because I don't think the Bureau would take it. I want the militants to get it. Or do you want to go to the S510 account? I mean, it makes no difference to me.
In this case, because it is actual equipment?
Yeah.
I think I like the S510.
Okay.
Because it's not a budgeted modification of any style, the C395.
Yeah.
The longer we can stay away from that animal, the better.
Okay. I mean, that's my suggestion. Y'all, you know, come up with
we have never budgeted expenditures out of it other than what's
okay.
Our budget.
But since it's not oil and gas, I don't believe the Bureau would take it. It probably, if we did agree upon that amount, that's where it'd have to go, S510.
Because proceeds of labor will handle the production at whatever royalty we decide.
Okay.
Council.
Is that something you'd be interested in making a motion on, maybe Wednesday?
Well, if you want to forgive the rules, I'd do it today.
I'm with you.
Or do you want to think about it some more?
I've just got the increase. I was here, sitting here ready to go against it anyway at $4,500. A lot of it's the equipment.
Well, I know that.
I've never said you didn't.
I know more about that equipment than I want to know about it.
Counsel.
I make a motion to suspend the rules.
I have a motion on the floor to suspend our rules. I need a second.
I second.
I do have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Irwin, to suspend the rules. Please call for the question.
Do we have a discussion?
Ma'am, still, sir?
Do we have a discussion?
On suspending the rules?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, good. Not ready to suspend. Not ready.
Is he ready?
Ready for the vote.
Follow me. There's only one guy with a chair and a whip.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Councilman Waller ought to vote against it. Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishewala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Now that we've suspended the rules, I'd like to open the floor for any other motions. Councilwoman Irwin?
You want to make that to a motion when I said long ago? Okay, Mr. Redcorn. That we take 1/8 royalty for the water flood, anything else that's drilled or put out there on these quarter sections, we get it 20%, which you do know it has to be in a separate, okay, I want you coming back with that. So then, and then we get $10,000 for the equipment and put it in S510. Does it agree with you all?
I second.
I'm.
Still, you're not done?
No, I'm done. I just want to know, Lacey, did you get all that? I've got the legals over here on this one deal, if you need the legals.
You got it, good enough.
Okay.
1/8 royalty for water flood, everything else 20%, and $10,000 for equipment to be put into the S510.
Second.
Second.
Are you good with that, dude?
I'm good with that. If you all are good with it, I'm good with it.
Open for discussion. I have a motion on the floor of Councilwoman Irwin, second of Councilman Redcorn. Go right ahead, sir.
Do we need to add the three zones that are water flood approved?
No, it'll be in the, okay. It'll be in the resolution.
The answer is yes, because you're trying to articulate what you're going to pay at 1/8, 4, and 1.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Council, is there any other discussion?
Well, we've talked about this a long time.
Four times.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm articulate in the past, I'm elected about the royalty. To me, the equipment is not the thing. You know, the difference between 1/8 and 20%, which is what the deal is the significant part. However, I come to the conclusion that if we wish to get this water flood oil, not just here, but perhaps elsewhere, that the economics of it probably support a lower royalty rate. Last time I said it was 316. But one thing we do wish to point out to the council that if we do this, we're kind of saying that from now on, water floods will be 20%, even new ones starting up, because we need to have some continuity in what we do. So, you know, if somebody else comes in wanting to do a water flood, we probably need to stick with that because we're saying that you know, in the past, the water floods were all done a long time ago and done by most of my probably tribal councils that set them up at 1/8. So I'm just pointing that out. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just pointing that out. We've had time to, if I hadn't figured out what I was going to vote for 1/8, I'm this work.
Do you want to?
No, I'm discussing it. I'm just pointing out that one way or the other. So I just want to point out that's what we're doing. So
I think you kind of confused us because I think what you meant to say is in the future, the water flood would be an eighth royalty. But what you said was in the future, the water flood would be 20%.
I did?
Yes.
Well, I'm also did not mean that.
Thank you.
You did. We're setting the water flood at 1/8 from now on.
That's what I thought you meant to say.
I just point out that we've accepted that as a policy. I'm not sure it's a bad policy. I'm not sure it's a good policy, but it is a policy that we point out.
Councilman Redcorn and then Councilman Irwin. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. We're talking about difficult oil. We've got to get creative. I believe 10 years, maybe with conventional, you can extend the life to 40 years, maybe longer. I've been here. If we start getting creative, and this is, we're in the tail end of this whole reservation. Mr. Lynn's working on a tail decline curve for the whole shebang that we're working on. We've also got feedback, so I think it's time to rethink our strategies, and so I'm supporting this resolution. I understand the ramifications, but I think we need to get started in a direction, and this, and we're putting our hope and faith. These guys keep telling me I've done this, I've done that, and they're still here, so I think we ought to vote. Either let's do it or let's send them on their way.
Are you done, sir?
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to say two things. Our policy is to negotiate. That's what we do. Also, I think that this is probably what we need to do, because I don't even want to mention how much it costs in electricity to pump the water on this Breen Loose. I know what it costs, and I don't want to talk about it because it might scare you all. So, yes, I'm ready to vote.
Call for the question, please.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I messed up. Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, we've waived her today. Yeah, they've got it. So we won't need this on Wednesday's agenda. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you for all your time and effort.
I got a stupid question. We're going to send the money.
You just bring it over to Lacey will take care of it. And you'll get a copy of the resolution, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like to go on down to NAPE travel for Councilman Redcorn.
No.
Let's move on then.
We will have Wednesday.
Can we possibly pass this resolution so we can get it to travel so they'll have?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
There is one in your books. The last time we voted for him to go, it was the DEMV would be paying the whole way, and now we're needing the C395 to pay
all expenses and get reimbursed.
Okay. Well, they're paying the flight and the registration up front, but then they'll reimburse us for the...
That's exactly what I'm getting with the RPC committee. I'd like to entertain a motion to waive suspension rules. So moved by Councilman Crum. Second by Councilman Yates. No discussion. Call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes. Suspend the rules.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
Thank you. I'd like to entertain a motion for NAPE travel. Council?
I move that, if I got the right number up here, 264A.
Yes, sir.
That we adopt the resolution here, number 3, 264A, as it's written.
I need a second, please.
Second.
I have a second by Second Chair Redcorn.
Do you have a resolution in front of you?
Yes.
It's under six.
Okay, I don't have a number six, and I don't have it in here. Yeah, there it is, sorry. Got it.
Any discussion? Let's call for a question.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And we'll take off six B in our agenda. We're going to sit down this evening. Thank you very much. With that, I'd like to draw on down to Rocky Banks and Joe Schmidt, amend 214 lease. Yes, Lacy.
The superintendent brought over a letter, I guess, back in September or November. She sent a letter over saying that these two people agreed to raise their whole to 10%.
Yes, on the home.
She is just needing, there's letters in there where they agreed and the letter she sent, and she's just needing resolutions.
Then we'll take care of that with Steve. For appropriations or raising, they had actually negotiated with the council for approximately under 60 cents tonnage for the permitting. Okay, that will go into Wednesday. PPDM director.
We've got a resolution here to become a contributing member of the PPDM, and I've sent out some emails and explain it again. We're becoming a member of this organization solely so we can appoint USID well numbers on the thousands of wells we have here that aren't digitized. That way they'll be able to be searched by what used to be called API numbers. And so basically the resolution's here. You know, I don't see becoming a member of this. Their data certification, some of that stuff is a little overboard for me. I mean, I'm more of a spreadsheet guy than a database guy, you know. But anyway, this is needed as soon as we can. If you want to suspend the rules, whatever you guys want to do. If you want to look at it some more, we've looked at it over a month now. And but anyway, you can take it home and read it, and we'll do it Wednesday.
Okay.
If you got any questions, just call the websites on there. You can look at all the stuff. But basically, we just need to put some numbers on these wells that the federal government doesn't recognize.
And they're not going to use the API. Introduction of that number identification, right?
API is done.
They're done.
Yes.
And did they even know that? Because I noticed that yesterday at the big energy meeting in Washington, API was right up front.
Right. Well, they're still a muddling government organization. They just don't have anything to do with well numbers.
Perfect.
They talk about oil and gas, but I'm not even sure that they're pro oil and gas anymore.
And that's why our meeting was cut short. That's perfect, Councilwoman.
Will the BI recognize these numbers?
We don't. Doesn't matter if they do or not. We will.
I think they're in the process of trying to number them. My gosh, let's not make the bigger mess out of it than it is.
They don't even have well files on thousands of wells. They've been plugged. They've been sent to the archives.
And what?
That is going to be the big question later. Because we just put a cap on a gold mine. We don't know, just like Councilman been talking about. What did they miss back in 1970s? We plugged that well if it didn't flow a crap.
Yes.
Okay. We will be back to it Wednesday.
I just want to share, the BI, they're so hard to work with anyway.
Yes, Council.
I'd like to, since we're going to be dealing with the, since we've already passed to have the sale dates.
Yes.
And we brought up a little bit in the meeting today that kind of came out on classification on whether we're going to use, maintain a category of coal bed methane. I think we also should think about other things that we might wish to put into there from the new thing. One of the things that up for me about from the gentleman we just gave the water, one of the reasons I put out there about being we now have a policy on water floods. We voted for one, when I talked about that, I said, man, I don't want to get that passed, but here we have it. But maybe we should allow people to nominate tracts that they wish to do water floods on. Have that be a category. If you remember a few years ago, we added a ability for people to do kind of what I think I would term at the time I put it, you know, brought that forward as mini concession for horizontals, where a guy could take four contiguous quarters and designate them as a unit, unitized for horizontal only. And then they had to, they could hold it by the first well, but they had to do another one later where they included all the four quarters. I think that I'm throwing this out there. I don't know the exact answer of what we should do, but I'm thinking that we should think about that, whether we wish to do something like that with water floods. These gentlemen actually, after operating, they have another spot that they would like to look at for water flood. That they would, and since we wish to go to sales, we need to perhaps accommodate that within the sales structure. So I'm just glad for some discussion for next time. I'd like to put some of that categories of our leases that can be nominated.
What is the criteria for a water flood? After a while, are they just going to pay us an eighth because they put an injection well out there?
Yeah, no.
But that's what I'm saying. We'll set the criteria up for you. You have to move X amount of barrels. And okay. Is there anything you'd like to add, sir, Councilman Yates?
Just to add on what he was saying, he was talking about the multiple quarter sections for horizontal. It's called bundle.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to look for it. Yeah, they were bundling it, several quarter sections. They were all tied in with horizontal drilling. So.
Okay. They had specific requirements to be able to do that. Mm-hmm.
Contiguous.
Does that take care of that, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted for discussion on council to decide those questions. We need to work on.
With that, I'd like to close with the minute meetings. Review those, see if we can get those eight out by Wednesday. Have any comments? Let's just take out on the Wednesday. Committee reports. Go to Wednesday. Councilman, do you need anything for you?
We still haven't made a decision on the scholarship committee.
I made my decision.
Oh, right. You did make your decision, but there's two others.
I think that's useful information. If I'm telling you, I make a decision to go ahead and pay these guys. I'm done. So if you guys want to meet further, totally fine.
Sounds good.
I feel like they're both good.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Councilman.
I'd like to ask Mr. Tilley a question. Mr. Tilley, did you get your information that you went over there to get?
No. No.
Did you not have a letter?
Yeah, they won't give it to me.
And what did they say?
They said they had to call CEB and get their permission. And it's been terminated since 2000.
No, I'd like you to stand up and get that on record again for us. Say your name and then go back to the response without anyone interrupting you. You're fine.
You said Matt Tilley. I went over to get to the records for this well and they will not give me the records. Until they contact CEP, they're saying they're still responsible for that well, and I don't see how they can be when it's terminated in 2010. That'd be the Osage Indians should own the.
And I'd like to interject that we had that letter, allow him to look at this from the council.
Yes.
Signed and delivered in what, less than an hour?
Yes.
30 minutes?
Yes.
So it's in hand. It's not like he's going to go get it. I actually signed it a while ago. Lacey had it prepared. So with that, Councilman Crum and Councilman Redcorn. Stay right there, man.
I'd like to put on the agenda for next week when we have the superintendent already, that we try to pin down when this movement is going to come down from above.
Yes, sir.
And if she doesn't know, we need to find out who we can call to find out.
Yes, sir.
Was it DeSuda, whether the new assistant secretary, who is going to make that decision for us? Because this bubble is that deal that we talked about earlier.
Should have been
It's still out of hole. They can't, he can't finish up the work he's already got. Plus, we have a whole other project, which would deal with that lost data that's at the archives in Kansas City and perhaps elsewhere, for us to go retrieve that. So we have a lot of stuff going on, and they told us they would get back to us. If you remember, I pinned it down that it was going to be January, and I come out, but we need to press very hard next week to find an answer to when we're going to find out whether we're going to get this data or we're not.
Yes, sir.
Because we've got too much stuff. Thank
you, Chairman. You know, the price of oil's going up. On my other side, trust properties, they're selling leases. We had one sold. It was unitized for horizontal. Got another one going. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of activity, and these are Indian known leases. So I'm kind of confused. I'm with you, Mr. Crum, that why? We need to ask the question, are we being treated a little bit different when we've got a lot of activity going on elsewhere in Indian country? With this data stuff that I think they're being very picky about, or something's going on, and just like this gentleman here, we're trying to make a deal with him, and we can't get our information.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I think we need to be a little bit more proactive with the Buffalo data. I mean, it's chipping away at it, but also if we look at options beyond. Like Mr. Crum's saying, bring this group in and we actually do it online. We've got to have the ability to get to our data. So anyway,
yes, sir.
I think we need to keep off that there's another activity in Indian country that might be so going on here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Then Councilwoman Ben.
I would like to say that, let me go first, I'm shocked, but anyway, I almost lost my train of thought. That as far as these records are concerned, in our meeting, our biannual meeting, they said they would get back with us in 30 days, try to give us a decision, and if they could, they would tell us that they couldn't make a decision, and probably give us another date when to expect the decision.
That's correct.
And I think that is just asking too much. They ought to be able to figure it out in 30 days.
Right, that's what we pressed them for.
Yeah, and Mr. Tushita said, well, if we can't get it to you in 30 days, we'll tell you why we can't get it to you in 30 days and come up with another date for the decision. Okay, so I just want to add that.
Councilwoman,
just to answer Councilman Rickhorn, you know, I believe it's the superintendent's intention to use that, I call it the Queen Bee regulation, that 226.30,
yes.
Everybody has to listen to what she wants. I wanted to add something on the meeting minutes, if I may.
If you may.
Could you record on the next agenda the actual meeting minute dates that you're going to approve?
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I have it as an attachment.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We'll get back on Wednesday. I have some other comments to make over just what Mr. Tilly has run into. We're going to have to wait till we get them in front of us Wednesday. How would you like to proceed now? We've done all we can do on getting him this information.
I think
is his name Rick?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the one to turn me down, and Susan, so he can't do it.
Oh, they won't turn it over to you?
No.
It wasn't
Rick called the CEP. I got two numbers in here. I'm like, I don't get it because they don't even own it.
CEP said no?
You
said CEP said no?
No.
Rick.
I think it's his name. Rick.
Richard.
Susan, yeah.
Richard,
I'm sorry.
I will say.
Anyway, it's just crazy because they got the records there. You signed it.
Yes.
Anyway.
What we're dealing with is the same. They're going to the same orders they had a month ago. We had that meeting. We need to find out when those orders are no longer going to be in place.
Yes, sir.
We made agreements with them before to give us that data, and then they run backwards on it all at once after we did the BIA helped us get the grants to bring it over to us. So we need an answer from these guys. I don't think you mean we're under worship there, and this is one of them. We reach out to worship. That's what it's done.
So, Mr. Chairman,
Council.
My suggestion would be to take. take Mr. Tilly over there to VIA right now with that letter in hand and ask Mr. Winlock, why can't you? Because we're following our process that the superintendent set up. That's right, so they need to come across those records today from Mr. Tilly.
Am I good with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
If Mr. Tilly wants to, I don't think he, you know, his aid is by his orders, but he's saying he was.
He will have to be because he's the one that holds the paper.
I know, we're bringing him back.
With that, okay, Bill.
Ken Dalton made the ridiculous remark that we all heard. These are trade secrets.
That's going to be the reaction.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we will deal with that. I do want to bring up one clarification. I was on the RPC committee yesterday on their conference call, and there, this is a question I've been asked to put on statutory subcommittees that will help us, because a lot of tribes are just wondering how they do it, but then they want to know what is the downfalls, and we are the poster child for the downfalls. So I'm going to go ahead and make it public. RPC has asked me not to make public comments, but as you well know, went on to Europe with our comments about Osage. We bought it. We do what we need to do. With that,
thank you.
Open.
I got two things to say. If you want to help you make comments, I can help you do that. Another I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I haven't made any because I just don't want to get into that, but Matt and I are going to meet here just as we get done. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Kerr. No discussion. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Does anyone want a copy of the minutes?
They're online.
You sent them to us.
I know, but a hard copy?
And they're online, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where.